Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With last summer's U.S. Supreme Court win in the case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue, the doors to school choice have been thrown wide open, and legislators are pursuing exciting new possibilities. House Bill 329, a bill to create education savings accounts for kids with disabilities, is now set for its final vote in the House. And House Bill 279, to create tax credit scholarships, is following close behind. Today, a third bill will be added to the mix as the House Education Committee takes up consideration of House Bill 633, a bill to allow charter schools in Montana. Over 40 other states have charter schools. They work well, the model is proven, and legislators believe it's time to allow them in Montana as well. For those who don't know, a charter school is a public school that typically operates independently of the local school board. They often focus on a certain theme, such as the arts or science or technology. In other states, trade unions like the carpenters or the electricians might form their own charter schools to act as a pipeline for those interested in their trade. In all cases, the students will study a normal core curriculum in addition to focusing on the particular theme of the school. Another difference between charter schools and normal public schools is that charter schools are far less regulated and have a much higher degree of accountability. If they don't perform, they're shut down. Rather than being accountable to a local school board with all of its mandates, teachers' union rules, and state-enforced regulations, charter schools operate under their own charter, which lays out its own set of goals and objectives and the terms by which those goals and objectives will be accomplished. They are typically sponsored by an entity such as a college or university or a trade union, as I mentioned, or a corporation. Boeing, for example, could sponsor a charter school focused on aeronautics. Oversight is maintained by a board of directors, which ensures that the goals of the charter are being met. Once again, minimal regulation, but a far higher degree of accountability. The interesting thing about charter schools is how different they are depending on the enabling legislation. In some states, they're simply public school light, meaning they're called charter schools but are completely under the authority of the local school board and are subject to all the rules and regulations of a normal public school. As a result, they tend to be far less innovative and perform poorly. Contrast that with states whose charter schools are completely autonomous from the public school system. Historically, this model produces charter schools that are highly innovative and thrive. Unsurprisingly, the degree of success is inversely proportional to the degree of government control. The last attempt to bring charter schools to Montana occurred in 2015 when Attorney General Austin Knutson, then Speaker of the House, introduced House Bill 596. The bill passed the House but later died in the Senate. In 2015, the Montana Family Foundation conducted a statewide poll of likely voters and found support for charter schools to be surprisingly high. Of those polled, 53% favored charter schools, while 39% were opposed. Interestingly, support was higher in rural areas than urban, with 60% of rural voters in support, compared to 49% of voters in urban areas. Clearly, public charter schools is an idea whose time has come. They've been around for 25 years, and the model is proven. They're working well in 40 other states, and they can work here too. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.